Welcome to Legislative Report, and joining me today is Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. And Representative Cutler, the State Senate passed a revenue package for the state budget, which includes a number of new and higher taxes, as well as some borrowing. What do you think of the Senate package, and is the House going to go along with it, or are they going to offer something else?
As you discussed, the Senate recently passed a package of bills that would close out this past year's budget cycle. Included in that was a tax package that increased electricity, telephone, and gas taxes, including a severance tax on the Marcellus industry, in addition to the impact fee that they're already paying. In terms of what the House is doing, our folks are currently reviewing all of the bills. This was not an agreed-to package, and we are taking a look at each of the bills. And our appropriations team is currently reviewing the revenue package that they sent. With that said, however, our focus has continually been on increasing the efficiencies of government. We're also looking at other, what I would call, non-traditional forms of revenue. Probably the most famous one that folks have heard about thus far has been the sale of the liquor control system. I don't believe that state government should be in the business of encouraging the sales of liquor. I believe that's a business best left to private entities, and we have passed a series of bills already this session on that. In addition to that, when you get down into the taxes, I think one of the other important things to recognize is there are two ways to balance a budget. You can raise some new revenue, or you can also cut expenditures. And there's a group of folks looking at the expenditures and other areas that could be further trimmed. And finally, and I think this is one that I know that many taxpayers would probably be surprised to hear, but there are actually surpluses in some accounts. And some industries and some departments have extra money that they've set aside from prior budget years in the event of bad times or if their own budget got cut. And I think taxpayers expect us to look at all of those accounts, evaluate what those levels should be, and then use any surplus tax dollars that were already appropriated, take them, reappropriate them, and use them more efficiently going forward. So that's what the House is doing. I know we've had a series of conference calls as well as meetings, and I expect them to continue in the coming days.
You, along with other Lancaster County lawmakers, are going to be hosting a ceremony that pays tribute to Vietnam veterans. Can you tell us more about that upcoming ceremony?
Yes. The entire Lancaster delegation, both the House and the Senate, will be hosting a ceremony on Saturday, October the 21st from 10 to 12 at the Hempfield High School in their Performing Arts Center. And we're asking folks to go to all of our individual websites. They can click on a link. They can provide the information. They can register. And then we can appropriately recognize them for their service. And I think that having done this in the past, in terms of Veterans Day ceremonies previously, I know that many of the folks who reside in Lancaster County served during the Vietnam conflict, and I look forward to the opportunity to recognizing them for their service.
And do they have to register to attend this?
Yes. Yeah, we're asking everybody to register so that we can appropriately identify and recognize everybody who would be in the audience. All of the details can be found on my website, www.repcutler.com, or you can call the district office at 717-284-1965. We'll be happy to send you the information, and we just want to make sure that we have enough seating for folks.
All right. Representative Cutler, thank you for another legislative report.